Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A judge's overturning of Wisconsin's 13-year-old law that effectively ended collective bargaining for teachers and most state government employees has rekindled a battle over labor rights in a state where the first public sector unions were formed 65 years ago. But before unions head back to the bargaining table, more legal fights await. At its core, the battle is over whether tens of thousands of teachers, nurses, prison guards, and other state government employees can bargain over their workplace conditions and salary. The Republican-controlled legislature has appealed the Monday ruling overturning the law. The case is expected to be decided by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources celebrates the conclusion of the 2024 nine-day gun deer hunt, which kicked off the holiday season in Wisconsin with opportunities to enjoy the outdoors, harvest food for the table, and create memories with family and friends. Preliminary license sales, harvest registration, and hunting incident numbers are now available. Preliminary figures indicate the number of deer hunters in Wisconsin slightly increased compared to 2023. As of 11:59 Sunday night, sales for deer hunting privileges reached 791,023, up from 788,697 for the same time period last year. Of those, 553,652 were for gun privileges only, up from 553,479 in 2023. Since the opening of the bow and crossbow seasons, Wisconsin hunters have registered 289,361 deer. This harvest is 8.7% ahead of the same time last year. Deer hunting license and harvest authorization sales will continue throughout the remaining deer hunting seasons. Final license sales figures will be available in January, when DNR staff will perform a thorough analysis and interpretation. Preliminary figures show hunters registered 189,622 deer during the 2024 gun deer season, including 89,787 antlered and 99,835 antlerless deer. Compared to 2023, the gun season harvest total is up 5.2% statewide, with the antlered harvest up 3.6% and the antlerless harvest up 6.6%. Adams County in the Central Farmland Zone led the state with 12.4 deer registered per square mile. Vernon County led the Southern Farmland Zone with 7 deer registered per square mile. Adams County also led the Central Forest Zone, registering 4 deer per square mile. Finally, Florence County led the Northern Forest Zone with 2.9 registered per square mile. Elsewhere in the Southern Farmland Zone, Vernon County recorded 5,502 harvested deer. Grant County recorded 4,084. Columbia County registered 3,747 deer. Sauk registered 3,429. Crawford had a total of 3,245. Richland County registered 3,120 deer harvested. Iowa County had 1,849. And Lafayette had 1,400 deer harvested. The total deer harvested in the Southern Farmland Zone was 40,847. The DNR reports only one non-fatal firearm-related hunting incident during the 2024 gun deer season. Friday, November 29th, at approximately 4 o'clock in Wheatland Township in Vernon County, a 14-year-old boy was sitting in an enclosed tower stand with his father hunting on private property. The victim's father heard what sounded like a gunshot in the distance. Shortly after, the victim felt pain in his feet and found that he was shot through both the left and right foot. The victim was transported privately to the hospital and received medical treatment for his injuries. The shooter has been identified and an investigation is pending. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the City of Platteville has applied for a 50% matching grant as part of the Urban Green Space sub-program of the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. The grant will assist with purchasing 11.2 acres of land in the City of Platteville. The City of Platteville plans to acquire the 5 parcels to expand its trail network system. The city proposes to develop 4 of the 5 parcels into a trail corridor and 1 parcel into a trailhead parking lot. If acquired, recreational activities will include hiking, cross-country skiing, picnicking, fishing, limited trapping, archery, hunting, and scenic enjoyment. The DNR is proposing to make the determination that the prohibition of gun hunting is necessary to protect public safety because of the parcel's proximity to a school, a hospital, and commercial buildings. The DNR has also determined a prohibition on the use of body-gripping, jawed, and/or cable restraint traps is necessary to protect against user conflict. The DNR's initial assessment of the allowed nature-based outdoor activities may be downloaded from the Stewardship Public Notice webpage, or you may request a copy via email by contacting Cheryl Housley at cheryl.housley@wisconsin.gov. The public is encouraged to submit written comments on the proposed acquisition by December 5th to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. A man convicted of killing three people in 2021 has been sentenced to prison. Naya Teo will serve at least 50 years behind bars, the earliest he will be eligible for parole after being convicted of shooting and killing three men at a quarry near West Salem. The men were killed over a $600 debt. Another man involved in the deaths received a similar sentence, with the eligibility for parole set at 35 years. This was the second trial for Teo, whose first trial ended in a mistrial after jurors couldn't reach a verdict. River Valley Players is journeying back to 1947 with their production of It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, taking place in Spring Green's Guard Theater. The retelling of the beloved holiday story of community and connection will also showcase live music and live local commercials. It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, is directed by Patrick Hagan.
We started talking about taking the story and Jay adapting what was the Lux Theater version of it with Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed that was done in, I think, 47 in L.A. And so Jay took that script and has adapted it to Spring Green. So we're pretending that in 1947, Spring Green had its own professional radio company, and they, in this fictional 1947 that we're playing, they were doing this show live and broadcasting it nationally.
The audience is encouraged to enjoy a trip back in time where folks used to sit around the radio and listen to stories. Frank Capra's 1947 classic film, It's a Wonderful Life, came on the scene shortly after World War II. Adapting the story of George Bailey and Bedford Falls to Spring Green in the radio play format has brought together a group of people dedicated to art and storytelling. Jay Rath, who plays the announcer in the production, adapted the 1947 Lux Radio Theater script to a fictional 1947 Spring Green.
If we did an absolutely authentic radio production from 1947, it would be kind of visually boring. But it was radio. That was the point. So Patrick has introduced elements of conventional theater. So there will be some props. There will be some furniture, some indications of mood and location and so on. So there's a little bit of each, but make no mistake, it is going to be a radio show, radio performance with microphones and theater of the mind. People will have to envision the full depth of the scenes as we proceed.
River Valley Players' production of It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, a part of the Chamber's Country Christmas, will run December 5th through 8th at the Guard Theater in Spring Green. Director Hagan conceptualized the production with the help of the River Valley Players Board.
Well, we are going to do it on what's called the first weekend of Country Christmas in Spring Green. So we're going to do a show on the 5th, which is a Thursday, 7 p.m. on the 5th. And then we've got some activities going on the 6th, which is the Friday. So we're not going to do a show on the 6th, but then we've got a show at 7 p.m. on the 7th. And then on Sunday, the 8th, we have a 1 p.m. show and a 6 p.m. show. So everyone's got to work extra hard on the 8th.
Tickets for River Valley Players' production of It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, are available online at rivervalleyplayers.org and in person at North Earth Crystals and Gifts on West Jefferson Street in Spring Green. General admission is $10 and $5 for children 12 and under. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Rick Manning.